Thank you. This is Kathy Forstey reporting from Folk Alliance International here in Kansas City, Missouri. We're doing little hotel room concert interviews, and one of our good friends that we have on Casey Cafe Radio, and I've done more shows with him and booked him places and around town, is Wyatt Brewer. Thank you, Wyatt, for coming by.
Kathy, thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's good to see you here at in a different setting.
Yes.
A different concert setting.
Mm-hmm.
We've done, what, Porch Fest, and mm-hmm. I think almost all the shows I've done with you have been outside.
Well, yeah, we've done a lot of those, and also I've been at the Luna Cafe when that
That's
was still
right.
a thing,
yeah.
and Caribou Coffee. You had me all over this city
yeah.
since the year I met you in the conference last year.
See, I'm going to work you hard. If
hey, please. I love it.
Wyatt's got a new CD out, or a new EP out, really, mm-hmm. Called Factory Made.
Yes.
And tell us about that EP and how you got that made and where you did that at here.
You know, I had it done at what was called Hope Studios and now has been relabeled as Avenue Records here in Kansas City by an awesome friend, Matt Richards, who is an amazing producer. Highly recommend him. But when I chose him to be to help me produce this EP, musically I'm a psychopath, so I have a lot of different ranges. I do a little bit of folk, I like heavy electronica, I like blues rock, and I needed to have someone that could kind of keep up and be able to do all these genres with equal potential and majesty, so I could really get it.
Mm-hmm.
And we more than accomplished that together. And thank you, Kathy, for everything you did to help that release be such a success in this area.
You're welcome. I really liked the production on this CD. It's
thank you.
So amazing. I mean, did he come up with a lot of the ideas for the production on it as well? Or?
The production, we had it split even because he is the technological master that can do all the stuff on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
But I had ideas for each one, and all I had to do was just give him that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like those little foam dinosaurs that you put in the water and they get really big. He was able to just grow it into this awesome
yeah.
full thing, and it was mm-hmm. everything that I wanted and more.
Yeah. Can you do one of the songs from the CD?
I'd love to. In fact, I'm going to do my the title song from it. This song was inspired when I found out, before they ever released the first trailer, that HBO was making a series off of the 1970s classic Westworld by Michael Crichton. And the basic tell of the story is that you go to this park and you get to live out all your Wild West fantasies, from the brothels to gunfights, the hero or the bandits. But everything in there is an android that looks exactly that looks and feels human in every way. And that's how everybody gets out all their dark pleasures. But those robots truly believe that they live in the Wild West, and they never remember when they die. But they end up finding out that they're not human at all. And this kind of inspired the song and the title of my EP, Factory Made. Flesh and lust, you made me. Turned my metal to rust, you betrayed me. Human hearts burst from beating too fast, but my gears were designed to last. I live a nightmare. Is this a dream? All I've known, everything I've seen, false reality. 'Cause there's a chip between my ears, where there were veins, now they're stripping wires. Battery acid for my tears melts the muscles that once held a liar. Have your way, I'm factory made. The new upgrade, yeah, I'm factory made. form your reasons, make up your mind. Program response solves my problems a half of the time. You're a virus, this hard drive's clear. You'll think I'm hungry, think I'm afraid. Project your moves, adapt, and in your charade. Cause machines feel no fear. Now there's a chip between my ears. Where there were veins, now they're stripping wires. Battery acid for my tears melts the muscles I won't tell the liar. Have your way, I'm factory made. On display, yeah. Conveyor belt turns as time draws near. In this forge, all but love burns brighter. For everyone your flames have seared, cold steel will walk out of the fire. Perfect grade and factory made. Everyone you play, yeah. Factory made. So have your way. I'm factory made.
Great song. I love that song.
Thank you.
You've been to Folk Alliance last year. Was that your first year here?
Yep, and that's where I met you.
And you're back this year.
This is my sophomore year.
How would you compare this year's experience to last year's?
Well, last year I got signed up literally the very last day of the registration, so I was not prepared for anything or anyone. I just barely got in the front doors. But mm-hmm. I was thankful because just sitting in on private showcases and people would just not show up sometimes. And so I just kind of weasel in, and I somehow ended up getting 5 unexpected showcases.
Really?
And I met, even in that completely unprepared fashion, I met you. I met a few other people that just really made it possible for me to have my first release this past year.
Mm-hmm.
Now I come in here, and I already knew people from all over the world that I hadn't seen in a year, but I've been in constant contact with through mm-hmm. email or through social media. And these people I sometimes talk to more than the people that I serve with at an Italian restaurant. And it's just amazing, all the different opportunities, showcases, and now all these festivals I'm going to hopefully get to go to in 2017 because of my connections this time.
That's great.
It's
yeah.
awesome.
Did you write any songs like last year? Were there any song challenges you got involved with? Or
I got a few of them. Actually, Katie Mitchell with the Standing O Project and Art of the Song, she's based in L.A., but she got me onto this 40-hour songwriting competition for the Live and Amplified group. And both of us separately as songwriters ended up actually placing in their competition, and that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
We got a neat little certificate for that, and it was really cool. And other than that, I've continued to do little songwriting competitions in and around
mm-hmm.
everything, so yeah.
Yep. Did any of those end up on the EP? Or
One of them did, a song that with my violinist Andrea,
mm-hmm.
Playlist. That one ended up in one of the songwriting competitions.
Yeah,
thank you.
I was thinking
thank
that
you.
Was the one that was on there.
Mm-hmm. And that one ended up in a competition up in Rhode Island, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
That's cool.
Uh-huh.
So how did you get into music? I know you've got a famous uncle.
That is true. That is true. But actually, it was from my dad taught me everything that I know. From the time I was 4 years old, I was helping him plug in wires in this 4-track reel-to-reel. And that was like my whole musical world was just helping out with that back
mm-hmm.
when you really had to like solder wires into the back. And I was just so taken away by that experience. And then when I was 10, he started teaching me guitar and I started going to my first talent shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote my first song at age 14 and I decided that that's really what I wanted to do. I can cover other artists and mm-hmm. I know that that has an impact. impact when you're playing a venue. Being able to play covers allows people to relate to you, and then you can get them hooked on your material, mm-hmm. and that makes it a lot. That definitely helps a lot there. Mm-hmm. But I'm an original artist, and that's what I enjoy doing most.
Yeah. Were you aware of how famous your uncle of Bruin Shipley? How famous he was?
I was aware of it, but he's always been a great uncle, but he's always been a distant one. He lives in Springfield, Missouri, and mm-hmm. I'd see him from time to time, and he showed me how to do picking on the guitar. Mm-hmm. But other than that, most of my influence has actually come from my dad.
That's good. So, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Well, can you
do that's why I'm always even hesitant about it. Last year when I got to meet Dunn Simon of Mudstomp Records, somebody introduced me like, oh, this is the famous Mike Brewer's nephew. And it's like, no, quit that. I'm me. I hardly have affiliation with them. That puts a wrong taste in, like, I'm trying to ride off of someone else's success.
Yeah, no. You definitely are your own artist and your own person.
So. I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's just a nice thing to have in your bio.
Oh, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
It's a nice
some
little
musical
thing
royalty in the blood, but
exactly.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's really not much of a comparison.
No. Exactly. We're in completely different fields.
Yeah. Can you do us another song?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Actually, this is one that my musical partner, Sarah, and I just got through doing for a competition in Ireland. It's for the recording festival. And yeah, it's called All Right With Me. Oceans may grow, drown the continents below. It's all right with me. Land sets afire, we're standing on the pyre. It's all right with me. The earth could fade with the plans we made, like a bubble bursts on the sea. If my time is through, as long as I'm with you, it's all right with me. My prime's in the past, youth never lasts, it's all right with me. Minutes waste away, my hair turns to gray, it's all right with me. When galaxies collide, there's nowhere left to hide, like a leaf on a burning tree. If my time is through, as long as I'm with you, it's all right with me. On the sea. If my time is through, as long as I'm with you, it's all right with me. If our time is through, as long as I have you, it's all right with me.
Nice tune. I like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
a new
you.
One, right?
Uh-huh. Brand spanking new one. I think we finished getting it mixed half a week ago.
Good.
Super fresh. Still hot.
Yeah. Hot off the presses.
Hot off the rack. Hot off the presses. That's right.
Well, Wyatt, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. Thank
Wyatt
you for
Brewer,
me,
everyone. He got a new CD out called Factory Made. You can hear it on KC Cafe Radio.
Yeah, you can.
And we're promoting it as well on the station. So,
which I deeply appreciate.
Yeah, we appreciate you as well. And he plays around town quite a bit here in Kansas City. So check him out. And Wyatt Brewer, everyone.
Thank you,
Kathy Forster reporting from Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri.